And welcome. I am Brett Wetterbull. Great to be here with you on a beautiful Monday before the big storm starts to move substantially northward. And obviously, we'll be keeping an eye on Hurricane Ian. We'll be keeping an eye on nuclear Putin. All these stories we'll be taking a quick look at. But I want to start this hour by taking a look at something that I think is pretty important. And it's this conversation about whether or not Joe Biden's going to run in 2024. You saw a couple of big movements taking place over the weekend. One, you saw Gavin Newsom announce, I'm not going to run in 2024. It's just not a job that I want. I've survived the recall and I get to be the king of California and I get to do whatever I want and abuse my taxpayers, and I don't need to. I don't need the hassle of getting impeached by the right wing ultra magas there in the House of Representatives. So according to Gavin Newsom, he's not going to run for president in 2024. America weeps. America genuinely weeps at that notion, Gavi. Because I mean, I think you're exactly the perfect exhibit A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. For how it is you should never manage any institution, be it a business, a state, a county, a council district. I mean, my gosh, you're just a festering disaster of epic proportions. But the fact of the matter is, none of us should care right now about who's running on either side in 2024. I'm serious when I say it. I am a political junkie's political junkie. I love the ebbs and turns and flows and challenges that are out there in our country. I love listening and talking and spending time with people that I agree with, that I partially agree with, or that I totally disagree with. I just enjoy the conversation. This is an interesting time to be alive, because one of the stories I'll get into later on is what's happened to Beyond Meat and what's happened to the Impossible Burger. And it's not a debate about what it is you want to eat. You eat whatever you want to eat. That's your business, okay? Just don't eat NyQuil chicken. But the fact is, those companies are regarded as so woke that it's become toxic for the stock. And I think what we have finally seen is the great pushback on woke. Woke has become cliche. Woke has become something that invokes eye rolls by people. Oh, so we're doing the woke thing. Okay, this is all woke. All right, I got it. What happens when you get into that is sort of like politically what you get into when you start to become obsessive about things that annoy your friends and neighbors, like multi-level marketing and timeshares. You start getting into that kind of stuff, and then you're telling everybody that you got to do this, and you got to do it this way, you got to do it that way. I mean, that's just how it's got to be. Eventually, people just go, oh, yeah, you're a timeshare guy. Sorry, you're an MLM guy. I still have a crate of cosmetics in the back of my closet that my wife made us buy because we had a makeup party one day, and I had to buy $287 worth of lip gloss and eyeliner. And I'm not trying to make fun of women who are independent businesswomen. Please understand what I'm saying. But when you get into certain things, the Peloton, Pilates, the different things that become sort of the focus of your life, woke is right there now. I mean, it is right there. You believe anything you want to believe. I will defend, even if it's the craziest ideology under the sun, you have a right to believe a crazy ideology, I guess. I mean, that's who you are. I'm not joining it. I'm not doing it. I'm not marching in that parade. But these companies, and I'm going to get into it deeper, these companies have become so totally paralyzed by an inability to sell their product because of what it represents, this wokeness. It doesn't help that Bill Gates and those idiots that run around in Gatesland are telling you to eat bugs and the how dare you of Thunberg and all that sort of stuff. People are just exhausted. They're exhausted with your causes. And It doesn't mean that charity should be cast aside. It doesn't mean that there are people who are unfortunately victims of true injustice and things like that. But I think we long ago passed the exit on Woke Boulevard. And I think that by and large, people I run into, especially the folks I was with this past weekend at North Carolina Faith and Freedom's Salt and Light Conference, it was pretty impressive. And every sort of person under the sun was attending because they understand the importance of faith in the public square and the importance of being politically activated. And these are the people who just a few weeks ago were being called Ultra MAGA and all of that. I'll be playing a little tiny excerpt of my speech, which ran about 10 minutes, but I'm not going to play the whole speech for you, there at the Salt and Light Conference. But I'm telling you right now, there is a tidal shift happening in our country. It has nothing to do with Hurricane Ian. It has everything to do with, okay, we all got knocked down pretty hard, and maybe we got a little bit politically concussed. And what we have now done is we have sat up. We got our wits about us. We took a couple of days off, couple of weeks off, and now we're ready to get back into this battle because you have had essentially a $6 trillion free run by the people who want to destroy your country. They've spent $6 trillion. They've opened your border. They've gotten us this close to going to actual war with Vladimir Putin, all that sort of stuff. And nobody has been able to quite make it up to the emergency brake in the train, the emergency brake that tells everybody, hold on, this is going too far. Nobody signed on for Joe Biden doing any of the stuff that he is now doing. We understood that the stakes were bad orange man, and I'm scared of bad orange man. Those were the narratives. But nobody wants Joe Biden in charge of any of this stuff. Nobody does. I mean, just do this test on yourself. Even if you're a Biden voter, we never get calls by Biden voters because they're so embarrassed and afraid to actually interplay with people. But just do this really quick, okay? Honey, did you hear what happened? Yeah, Joe Biden is trying to decide as to whether or not we're going to have a nuclear war with the Russians. Like, just think about that. Joe Biden is trying to decide whether or not to do an amnesty for the 6 million people that have come in across the border just since, like, you know, 2015. You don't want him making those big decisions. He made a decision that was fairly straightforward in Afghanistan, and he completely put us in the wall. Just imagine him making a big decision like nuclear weapons. Yeah, that's how I feel, too. 704-570-1110, News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Let's head on over and get a traffic update.